applied to an enormous spend can offset the cost of the additional personnel in that centralized department by greater efficiencies, lower pricing, and better effective purchasing, more effective purchasing, so that you can justify adding full-time personnel because they're going to generate cost savings that offset their costs. Is there an argument here?
Mr. Chairman, I'll be a little bit careful only because I don't want to go too far into procurement more generally and just stick supplier diversity, which is really the essence of what we looked at. You could certainly make the case, as you've outlined, that a more robust and diverse pipeline of suppliers will result in a more competitive procurement environment for the university as a whole. So if at present you're getting a handful of bids on procurements, if you build capacity in terms of your diverse vendor network and those vendors compete more frequently for procurements, the notion that they would compete at a more favorable cost to the university is not unrealistic to assume. So yes, to answer your question carefully, I think the potential does exist.
That's a great answer. I mean, it is. What is the role of local diversity? I mean, one issue that we've seen is my own business is the consolidation of power, economic power in every industry among a limited number of very large entities. And you know, that's perhaps not good for every community. I don't know that in our diversity efforts, if we bring contractors out of Chicago and have them work in Springfield or Urbana and displace the local diversity, that's, you know, an effective goal for land-grant university. How do we articulate our issues around geographic diversity in each of these communities? How do we preserve capacity in Springfield, capacity in Peoria, capacity in Rockford?
I think it's actually not just about preserving capacity, but building capacity. So if we looked at some of the sourcing strategies, for example, even in the mentor protege, or where you are contracting on a specific campus, it might be that you have certain goals or you develop a very localized program to actually identify, conduct the outreach, and build capacity. Now, arguably, you may say that perhaps in Chicago there might be a larger vendor pool, and we see this in many states versus Champaign-Urbana or Springfield. I, as a WBE, and I've been a WBE since 1987, work everywhere around the state. I happen to be based in Chicago. I've had offices, though, in Springfield. I have yet to have one in Champaign-Urbana, but I look forward to the opportunity. But I think what we've seen is that many, particularly the diverse businesses, actually are able to grow, have multiple locations, staff those locally. And I know for myself, when I opened an office in Springfield, everybody was from the local community here. So I think there are opportunities to continue to, at the same time, cross-pollinate and perhaps build pools of vendors from a supplier diversity perspective through many of the different sourcing strategies that we had identified, as well as trying to actually, aside from building capacity, to actually create new companies through various incentives. And to some extent, on very large procurements, and we have to kind of look at the difference between capital and general procurement and large and smaller procurements, but I think the ultimate goal, much like in some other areas such as public housing, where a goal would be to ensure that a residence was able to move towards home ownership, I think the goal in supplier diversity very often is to build a base of vendors that ultimately are able to be self-sufficient and serve as primes. And the sooner we can do that in the process, the better. So I have often found, though, that if you can tailor it and partner with the larger companies in various different models of outreach, it can be very successful.
Is it really practical for a university system to build capacity among diverse vendors?
I would say yes. I would say a university is actually better able, better skilled, and better staffed. We're teachers. We instruct. I think the outreach, when we were engaged, for example, by the Illinois Department of Transportation, much of the work we did was really around training and development. So my sense is you probably, and I think if you would look at some of the community partnerships that exist with university systems, private and public, in various other communities, we're doing some work right now in Philadelphia. I think the more you can partner, train, teach, and conduct outreach, there, I would say as a fledgling business, that they probably would have a greater comfort in a university setting than actually working with it's a different culture, and it's a safer feeling culture, I think, as you begin to grow. And my sense would be that a business, and I'm speaking as a WBE, I think that universities would find that it would be very easy to develop the apparatus and to conduct that outreach and to build that capacity.
I can add a point, Trustee, real quick. This is another element that I think is relevant for the discussion of policy in terms of why the university has a supplier diversity program. I think that's a consideration that the board can certainly participate in, and the entire university can participate in. If that's your determination that part of the reason to have a vibrant supplier diversity program is because there's a university interest in growing these businesses for the reasons that the chairman mentioned and others, I think it's powerful to say that. It's sort of the broad sampling of policy statements we looked at. Some of them are very strong and make statements like that. Many of them are more limited in terms of mirroring what the state law says. So I think that's part of the consideration as well.
In terms of your experience in that respect, I assume that would require a serious financial investment and resource investment.
I would say that it depends how you leverage your existing workforce, how we begin to look at matrix management of a program, ultimate decisions, which we will be able to present in later phases around centralized versus decentralized approach to this, how you might actually engage not only the workforce but student body in some of this activity. There are many different models, and it will be our goal to present to you several of those alternative models for consideration so that we can then attach, we can price them out. You will be able to then make, from a fiscal stewardship perspective, a decision on the cost benefit of each of those approaches. I think some of this you can do on the cheap. Mm-hmm. Some of it is just a matter of how we leverage and how we cross-train internal resources and how we deploy them. So it might be more around the rigor of the framework that we establish on a prospective basis, and it will be our goal by the end of, and we're targeting completion of this piece of work by June 30. That's at least
you
our goal, right?
You anticipated my next question.
Right. We believe the best consulting projects, you get in, you solve a problem, you present it, and you implement. And so we are also sensitive to fiscal year considerations. To the extent that we are even able to short-circuit that and provide some preliminary recommendations before that time for your consideration, we will do that.
Thank you.
And generally speaking, what should we measure and how?
Measure and how in terms of the success of the program?
Yes, or, that's right.
Well, I think obviously spend numbers are an objective criteria. Numbers of the extent of what your pool looks like in terms of supplier diversities, the makeup and complexity of what's in that pool, the geographic representation of the various businesses that are in that pool. So I think it...
And are you going to provide samples?
Yes, absolutely. We will provide sort of the various elements, what we would think would be appropriate targets. You know, part of that as well, and we're engaged in a broader project for the state of Illinois, but actually looking at how you ensure that the various geographic regions around the businesses and all the geographic regions around the state are represented in that pool, too.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Good. Yes, sir.
Comment, question. It sounds like your approach is maybe heavy on identification of new vendors and kind of going out and mining the state for those, which is good. But you pointed out the kind of unworkable maze of the procurement process. I tend to think that a big issue is training of vendors who have been already identified, which show up at these MAFB conferences and the like, and almost kind of training them on how to win the contract. And how much of the next phase will be with strategies on actually